this virus may become just another endemic virus in our communities, and this virus may never go away. HIV has not gone away, but we've come to terms with the virus, and we have found the therapies, and we've found the prevention methods, and people don't feel as scared as they did before, and we're offering life to people with HIV, long, healthy lives to people with HIV. And I'm not comparing the two diseases, but I think it is important that we're realistic, and I don't think anyone can predict when or if this disease will disappear. We do have one great hope. If we do find a highly effective vaccine that we can distribute to everyone who needs it in the world, we may have a shot at eliminating this virus. But that vaccine will have to be available. It will have to be highly effective. It will have to be made available to everyone, and we will have to use it. Science can come up with the vaccine, but someone's got to make it, and we've got to make enough of it that everyone can get a dose of it, and we've got to be able to deliver that, and people have got to want to take that vaccine. Every single one of those steps is fraught with challenges. It's a massive opportunity for the world. The idea that a new disease could emerge, cause a pandemic, and we could, with a massive moonshot, find a vaccine and give that to everyone who needs it and stop this disease in its tracks, will turn maybe what has been a tragic pandemic into a beacon of hope for the future of our planet and the way we care for our citizens and the way we work together to solve our problems through solidarity, through trust, through working together, and through a multilateral system that can actually benefit mankind. So I think there are no promises in this, and there are no dates. This disease may settle into a long-term problem. It may not be. In some senses, we have control over that future, but it's going to take a massive effort to do it. The DG has been calling for it. He's been speaking, bringing leaders together, trying to drive the issue so that we have access to COVID tools. We believe we have a coalition that can deliver on that, but it's going to need the political, the financial, the operational, the technical, and the community support to be a success.